So the other question in terms of testing is sort of leading into your last case, and actually I find kind of interesting answers. I figured everybody was going to say yes, but I'm not necessarily hearing an answer, including from people in your own department, which is, do you test every patient with metastatic, let's say HER2-negative disease, for BRCA? And if so, when? I figured everybody was going to say yes, and they don't necessarily say yes. Do you?
I say yes.
I would think so. Have you asked people in your own department, incidentally?
I'll have to talk to them. So in an 80-year-old woman who has no family history of breast cancer, who presented at age 75 with her initial breast cancer that's strongly ER and PR positive, maybe I wouldn't, who's not Jewish, and, you know, on and on. Look, even in patients who have a low chance of having a BRCA1 or 2 mutation, there's always a small chance. We know that mutations can occur in situations where you least expect them. And it's something we would do. In truth, because we do this next generation sequencing, we're going to find out at a tumor level if someone has a BRCA1 or 2 mutation. And we actually have a trial for patients who have somatic but no germline mutation. So in that patient who has a mutation in their tumor, we would then check to see if they have a germline mutation. If they had a germline mutation, they'd be eligible to receive a PARP inhibitor outside of a trial. If they had a somatic mutation, they'd be eligible for a trial.
Yeah, I don't have to tell you how much we talk about testing with the ovarian cancer people, including Ursula Matulonis and Joyce Liu. And there, you know, you start hearing about the strategy of actually doing somatic testing first and then reflex germline. I'm not sure that's actually going to come into practice, but it kind of makes sense. I am curious, though, what either germline or somatic mutations that you see outside of BRCA that would get you to use a PARP inhibitor?
Well, so none outside of a trial.
Really?
But
PAL-B2 you wouldn't do outside a trial?
So we have a trial that's looking at it, so I would tend to enroll them in a trial. If the trial weren't available and somebody had a PAL-B2 mutation, I think I'd be willing to do it.